You're listening to the Candid Confidence Podcast. I'm Aaliyah Pardee, the confidence coach for online entrepreneurs. My mission in life is to empower you to make your dreams a reality by learning how to let go of self-doubt and overcome overthinking. We're about to get real on confidence, spirituality, mindset, and business through solo episodes and amazing guest interviews. Girl, let's do the damn thing. Hello, welcome back to the Candid Confidence Podcast. Okay, I have a so needed episode today for anyone who struggles with imposter syndrome, which, hello, is everybody at some time. So here we are to chat about a couple of really specific things you can do to step out of imposter syndrome, start owning your offers and believing in yourself and in your business. Because imposter syndrome, I will tell you, is one of the biggest blocks people have to signing clients and to making money in the business, to changing lives, to everything. Because unless we fully believe in it, as long as we feel like there's a part of us that we just can't see it, we can't see how we're able to help people, we don't really know where the shit yet, that's the part that's holding you back. So this episode is going to be a little different because I'm recording this live on Instagram and Facebook, and you may hear some things that go along with that, such as me answering people's questions. So let's jump right into this. Okay, so imposter syndrome. What is it and why does it need to be one of the key things that you are focusing on getting rid of in your business? You can see how greasy I am because I was just laying outside in the sun getting a little tan on. So I just like ran up here and I'm super hot, but I'm ready to go. So imposter syndrome, we all know what this is, right? This is basically when you're telling yourself, I can't be a life coach because I'm too young. I'm not qualified. I don't have a degree in life coaching. I can't be a business coach, you know, because, well, and maybe I'm not making 15K months yet. Like, what are the reasons that you're telling yourself you can't do the things you want to do? That's imposter syndrome, right? Hello, Leah. Hi, Madison. Hi, everybody. Okay, so we need to figure out how to ditch imposter syndrome because let me tell you, this is one of the biggest blocks to you signing clients. When you don't fully believe in what you're doing, when you can't fully be behind your offers, when you are questioning yourself, when you are thinking, am I really qualified to do this? Am I really the best person for this client to hire? When you're having all of those thoughts, guess what that person across from you on the discovery call on Zoom, you should do your discovery calls on Zoom, by the way, that person can see that. That person sees that lack of confidence and that doubt, and that makes them feel doubtful themselves, right? Vibes are contagious. The way that you feel inside about yourself and your business and your offers and your pricing is exactly the way your clients are going to feel about your offers and your pricing and everything about your business. So if you're struggling with signing clients consistently, this may be why. Okay, so we're in a society, right? We're in a culture where we need permission to do everything. We're 4 years old and we're in preschool, maybe kindergarten, I don't know. And we're asking permission to go to the bathroom. And we're asking permission to go to the bathroom when we're like, you know, in high school. All of our lives we're taught, this is how we do things as a society. You get a degree, then you go to do whatever that degree entails, and you really can't fluctuate much from that. Okay guys, interrupting this episode to give you our sponsor. Today's sponsor is Usual Wines. Usual Wines are for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour or about a glass and a half of wine. So no more squeezing that cork back into that bottle, trying to save the last little bit, because the single size format and the perfect size. Usual Wines are made from world-class AVAs in California and are made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. These wines are low carb and have 0 grams of sugar. Usual has a red blend, a rosé, and a sparkling white wine called Brut. They also have a limited production Brut Rosé just for the summer. So head over to their website at www.usualwines.com and use my discount code CONFIDENCE for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us, right? We go and get a degree in whatever and we think we have these job opportunities over here. I certainly didn't think when I got my degrees that I would be doing this, that I was capable of doing this, right? I have struggled with imposter syndrome so much. So I'll give you an example. So I have an MBA, and when I got my MBA, I was being told, here you go, here's a piece of paper that says you're good enough to go and be a consultant for corporations, large corporations, to consult CEOs on how they should run their companies, right? With no prior experience working in that field necessarily. So, but that's a normal thing because that's what our society says is normal. But when I was becoming a coach, I felt like, how could I be qualified to do that, right? Even though I had coached people for years at my job, I was a sales coach for years, and then I was a life coach, and now I'm a business coach. But do you get what I mean? Like, we're just in this paradigm of someone else, someone outside of you, needs to give you permission to do the job you want to do. Hi, Amanda on Facebook group. Hi, everyone. Feel free to ask questions, by the way, as we go along. So we're in this paradigm where we feel like we need to have permission from somebody else. We need somebody else to tell us we're good enough to do things. That's how we've been raised. Now you're online and you're thinking, how can I start one of these crazy online businesses that I see these people doing where they're working all day, like laying outside, and they're being paid to do things that are fun, like social media. How can I do that when I don't have like a degree or anything? Emma says, oh, thank you so much for helping me in many different situations. Aw, thank you. I'm so glad. Okay, so here's what I want you to know about beliefs that you have inside of you, thoughts that you have inside of you that are telling you, here's why you can't do this thing you want to do. Hi, Cassie on Instagram. The thought that says you can't be a life coach because you're too young. This was one of mine, right? Then I was 26. Looking back, like, there's so many life coaches who are like 21, and that's totally fine. But I was like, I can't do that. I'm not old enough, right? Whatever those reasons are that you tell yourself, I can't do that thing I want to do, those are limiting beliefs. They're not real. They're not based on facts. They're not based on science. They're not based on anything. They're just thoughts you have in your head, truly coming from your ego. Your ego wants to keep you safe, so it gives you reasons to hold yourself back. So it gives you all these reasons, right? The biggest job that you have right now, I want you to shift your focus from whatever you've been focusing on. The biggest, most important thing you need to focus on is dismantling and getting rid of the ideas that say, I want that, but I can't have it, and here's why. Those whys are not real. And yes, they could be, sure, there could be some truth behind some of them. But ask yourself, as Tony Robbins puts it, Tony Robbins asks us to ask ourselves, would it hold up in a court of law? So like mine, when I was 26 and I was becoming a life coach, would a court of law say, Leah Party, nope, you're too young to be a life coach, and slam the hammer down? No, right? That's ridiculous. That's made up. I made that up, and therefore it's not true. We can also choose to believe things that empower us. But the point is, beliefs are not real. They're made up. We get to choose what we believe. And the sooner you start dismantling those beliefs and choosing what to fill up your brain with, the faster you're going to sign clients, the faster you're going to change their lives, the faster you're going to make huge difference, and the faster you're going to make a fuck ton of money. Okay? Okay. So I have like three key ways that I want to talk to you about that you can start to get rid of imposter syndrome and build more confidence. The first one, and this is what I think is kind of what this is all rooted in, is trusting yourself. I think that we live in a society where largely we're not taught to trust ourselves. I think largely we're taught that we can't trust ourselves, that we need some outside entity to grant us permission, like I said earlier, to go to the bathroom. Like, we're taught that we can't even trust ourselves with anything. And we're just taught that, like, yeah, you need permission to do anything. Someone else needs to tell you you're good enough. we beat ourselves up so much, especially as women. And I think a lot of it's rooted in a lack of self-trust. And I've never even heard of the concept of self-trust until, like, I don't even, probably like a year and a half ago. Like, well into my journey, no one ever talks about this stuff. Like, you know, you're not like at the Thanksgiving dinner table and people are talking about, like, do you feel like you can trust yourself? Like, your aunt's not asking you those things. I hope she is. If she is, she's fucking cool. But we're not raised to trust ourselves. We're raised the opposite. And so I think there's a couple ways we can start to build self-trust. And one of the biggest is sticking to your word. When you tell yourself you're going to do something, practice sticking to it. And part of your fuel for that can be, I trust myself to do it. And like when I tell myself I'm going into a situation and I'm like, ooh, I don't know, like, is this going to work? I say to myself, no, you know what? I trust myself. I trust myself to show up for me. I trust myself to stay accountable to this. Like, I can trust myself. And that for me is like a little thing in my mind where I'm like, okay, I need to do this thing, because if I don't, then I'm teaching myself that I can't trust myself. So like sticking to the things we say we're gonna do and not buying into the bullshit excuses and reasons why we don't think we could do it. So examples of that, I mean, could be things like working out. If you told yourself you're going to go for a walk when you get home from work, like, go for a walk. This is like such a weird example, but I was going to a birthday dinner and I was driving. This was like a while ago. And back when we used to go to birthday dinners before coronavirus at like bars. And I was like, I'm driving. Like, what if I drink too much? And then I either can't get home, or I drink and drive, or I, you know, I'm screwed. Like, what's going to happen? And then I like sat back and I was like, you know what? No. I trust myself to go to this bar and have like one or two drinks. Like, I can trust myself. Like, why do I think I'm gonna not be able to handle this? Like, I can do this. And that was like a pivotal moment for me, because I was like, wow, I filled myself up with this belief that like, I am responsible. I can do this. And it wasn't even a big deal, you guys. Luckily I didn't get smashed and drive home, right? So trust yourself, practice being intentional with that. Practice maybe making an affirmation of that. Maybe you can make an affirmation like, I trust myself. Maybe just say, maybe put it like a sticky note and like put it somewhere. Practice telling yourself that. Practice reminding yourself of that, right? Let's say you're writing something super vulnerable and juicy as like an Instagram, I almost say bio. Why do I do that? Like the Instagram caption, hi Madeline. You're writing an Instagram caption and you're getting like juicy and you're getting vulnerable and you're pouring your heart onto that, right? Hi Miranda. Miranda's my friend. Hi. So, and you're thinking, oh, can I share this? Am I really gonna post this on Instagram right now? I'm pouring my heart and soul. I'm telling this embarrassing story that happened to me. What am I gonna do here? And it's like, trust yourself that it's gonna be okay. Trust the version of you that wrote that Instagram caption, right? Sometimes I'll write one in the heat of the moment when I have an idea, and then like 2 days later I'll go to post it. I'll be like, oh my God, I cannot post this on the internet. But it's like, yes, you can. I trust myself that when I wrote that from my heart, it's okay to share it. And the end of the world is not gonna happen from me sharing that. Practicing that is gonna change so much for you. The second thing I wanna talk about is leaving the damn comfort zone, right? Leaving the comfort zone. This doesn't have to mean you don't have to go skydiving. I was talking to someone the other day about skydiving and they were like, well, I'm trying to say yes to things. Shouldn't I do it because it's scary? And I'm like, well, my opinion is if you wake up in the morning and you're like, damn it, I really wanna skydive, but I'm scared. And you have this dream of skydiving, but you're scared. Like, those are the things we should do. Something that scares us that we don't even care about. Like, I don't think we need to do that. That's just me. But the things that light you up, the things you can't stop thinking about, but they are scary, those are the tickets out of the comfort zone. And you can practice with little things. Like when my clients are like terrified of doing a live stream because it's scary in the beginning, I tell them to practice on Instagram, practice with just like going live face to camera for stories, which is also scary in the beginning, but much less scary, right? It's a good place to practice. It's a good place to practice putting your face and talking to it and putting it on the internet and being like, whoo, okay, once again, I'm gonna trust myself here. And the more you do those little things that scare you, that push you out of that comfort zone, you're gonna start to build a lot of that confidence. And when that happens, the imposter syndrome starts to slip away. We stop having as many thoughts about like, who am I to do this? Can I do this? Am I qualified? Who's gonna hire me? That starts to slip away when we build our confidence. Yeah, okay. Number three, start pumping yourself up with positive affirmations and rants. And affirmations, I think you guys know what those are, obviously. Just say affirmations. Tell yourself, I'm a life-changing coach. Tell yourself, everyone wants to hire me. Tell yourself, I am so qualified to do this. Tell yourself whatever you need to tell yourself. Change your limiting beliefs into positive affirmations. And literally repeating those out loud over and over and over and over and over will rewire your brain. The way that your brain works will literally be rewired. I think I'm about to lose Instagram. I think my phone's about to die. So if I lose you guys on IG, I love you, I'm sorry. Hop into the Facebook group if you wanna watch the rest. Positive affirmations. Okay, rants. Rants are like my new favorite way to pump myself up, get myself into really high vibes, get myself confident and feeling really good. When you feel good about yourself, when you feel good about the service you're providing to people, when you feel good about the messages you're providing, people will perceive them in that way. That's the power that we have. But because most people don't know this at all, then there's a lot of people that walk around with imposter syndrome and with not feeling good enough about themselves. And we can trick our brain. We can trick our brain into believing, no, I got this. I can do this, right? So how I do a rant is literally, it's just like, oh my God. Like, okay, yeah, how about this? Let's say your imposter syndrome is, no one's gonna hire me at this price. No one's gonna hire me. No one's gonna pay me this much money. Who's gonna hire me? Okay, so your rant would be like, oh my God, people keep hiring me left and right. I just got another email that someone booked a discovery call. Wow, everyone wants to work with me. People are reading my messages. People are reading my emails. They're watching my videos and what I'm saying is really registering with them. And people keep messaging me that they love my posts. People are just lit up and inspired by me. And had my third client of the week say yes to me, and it just seems like everyone is saying yes to me all the time. This is so crazy. I'm changing so many lives. Holy crap. That would be like your rant. You're gonna take your limiting belief, this is why I can't do what I want, and you're gonna turn it into a rant about why you can do that thing. And these are so powerful because as you're doing this rant, it's like, how can you not feel your vibes lift? How can you not feel your confidence shoot up and just feel so much better about yourself? It's just a byproduct of doing the rant. So get in the habit of doing these. This will seriously change your business, I promise. Get in the habit of doing these rants, do them often, do them daily, especially if you're like about to hop on a discovery call. Get yourself feeling good, convince yourself, talk yourself into it. Make yourself believe it. And when you're feeling that way, when you're in that feeling of, yes, I believe it. The people watching you, the people reading your messages, because this comes through on text as well, it comes through written, they will start to feel that way as well. They'll start to feel like, holy crap, I don't know who this girl is, but I really like her and I'm gonna hire her. Okay, so those are my three ways for you. So the last thing I want to say, if you have testimonials, read them often. Look at them a lot. If you can get testimonials, like ask for them. I know some people are like often like shy to ask for them, but here's the thing. You just have to say to somebody, hey, would you mind writing a few sentences about what we did together, how it was working together. Most people are going to say yes. You're not asking for anything crazy. You can also, if that sounds really intimidating, you could also say, hey, if I was able to help you, can you please write a few sentences about how? That way it's not like, hey, tell me something right now. It's like, if I helped you, then tell me, you know? And it gives kind of that, like, makes it more like an option for them, make you feel like it's more authentic, all of that. So get testimonials, get them frequently, and look at them. Like, if you're doing your rant and you're like, oh, I just don't quite feel it, look at your testimonials. I like to keep my testimonials. Some of them are on Instagram, like on a highlight reel. And you can just click through and look at them and be like, dang, I have helped some people, haven't I? Okay, maybe I'm not a complete imposter. And we just start to feel so much better about ourselves. And if you don't have testimonials and you're in the service business, here's the thing. It may be worth it. It's probably going to be worth it to do some practice coaching, especially if you're watching this imposter syndrome or listening on the podcast. Do some practice coaching, even if it's just a few sessions for people. That's going to give you confidence, practice, and you can get testimonials. You can do it in exchange for testimonials. That's going to be so worth it in the beginning. I also feel like the more you have clients and you're kind of in that world of coaching and like doing the thing, the more you're going to believe and have just that confidence and feel really good about what you're doing. And that's just going to fuel you up to do even more of this and get even more clients and feel really good. Okay, so we're going to ditch imposter syndrome. And if you guys have not yet started your online business, if you either have a blog or a podcast or an Instagram page and you're like, I want to turn this into a business, or maybe you're a coach or another type of service provider like a nutritionist or a fitness coach, and you're like, okay, I really haven't had traction with clients yet. I don't feel like I have a framework. How do I turn what I've started to create into an actual business? That's what I teach you in Build Your Free and Fearless Business. This is my 12-week program where I teach you my entire framework and strategy for narrowing down your niche, getting really clear in your messaging so you can attract your ideal clients and sign them, and believe in your pricing. There's a lot of mindset. There's a lot of confidence. There's a lot of putting structures in place for every single part of your business so it all flows very nicely. And basically, I give you everything that I wish I had on day one of my business. I put it all in this 12-week group program. You'll meet other business besties. It'll be a good time. We're actually starting next Monday, and I only have 2 spots left. So if you want to hop in, head to the link in my bio, and if you have any questions, just shoot me a message. I'd be happy to chat with you and make sure it's going to be a perfect fit. But yeah, it's going to be absolutely amazing. I give you 6 workbooks that walk you exactly through what you need to do. And then we have 6 group coaching calls on Zoom where I'm doing hot seat coaching. I'm walking you through your specific questions. We're talking about your business and your clients and getting you like all set up to run your business. Okay. Thank you guys for joining me. This was so much fun. Go get out of the comfort zone. Go step out of that stupid thing. Go do something that scares you, but inside you're like, I want to do this. Go do it. And I love you, and I will talk to you guys soon. You're listening to the Candid Confidence Podcast. I'm Leah Pardee, the confidence coach for online entrepreneurs. My mission in life is to empower you to make your dreams a reality by learning how to let go of self-doubt and overcome overthinking. We're about to get real on confidence, spirituality, mindset, and business through solo episodes and amazing guest interviews. Girl, let's do the damn thing.